And then it's interesting that he sends him, and he has an interaction, an encounter with a person from Ethiopia. And I think it should speak to our hearts that God is no respecter of persons. God is interested in every one of us, whether we are black, white, Chinese, wherever we come from.
Amen.
God looks at us, and if we are full of the Spirit of God, as Brother Amos said, under the control of the Spirit of God, that whether He has given to us for a period of time to assist in serving tables, assisting others in the local assembly, He will, if we are faithful, promote us to greater things.
Yeah.
And I really believe that Philip, and I like to say this, as I said yesterday, about having a vision. There is nothing wrong with looking in the assembly and saying, you know, you see Sister So-and-so? Boy, I'd like to be like her. Because she is a dutiful wife. She's a sister that is always involved with this or that for the Lord. Or you look at this brother and say, you know, that brother really, when he speaks, he really touches my heart. And I would love to have that ability, if the Spirit of God would give it to me. Or I'd like to be one of the brothers who, you have it in Acts, devout men carried Stephen to his burial. I want to be a devout man. But you know, the Lord might say, it's a long road before you get to that. A brother once said to me, you may not be a devout man, but you come to the funerals and go along with the rest of us devout men. When you're a young person, you're not a devout man. But you pray that as you wait on tables, as you grow and mature, that one day, when and it will come if the Lord tarries, that you will be sitting where older brethren sat, and you will be called upon to go to Samaria, to have an encounter with an Ethiopian, that you will be ready to be used of the Lord. And it only comes from being under the control of the Spirit of God.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that too, because a friend at school told me the same thing. You have to be faithful with the small thing before you can do it and bless you with the bigger things. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us have aspirations to become like husbands and wives and for mothers and fathers. And how do we expect to be that godly man or that godly woman without being faithful with the smaller things that mm-hmm. the Lord has blessed us with? Because being the head of a household, being the mother of children, is a huge responsibility. So we have to just take the small things that the Lord gives us and be faithful with those and trust Him to go along with us.
So in all three examples, the Lord is really testing him. I was just thinking about the second one, where he went to the city. Now, he may have said, okay, I did a good job, or I was able, the Lord helped me in ministering of the tables and ministering to the widows. And what does that have to do with going to a whole city and preaching to them? He might have been very apprehensive about the fact that the Lord, did you really call me to go do this? And sometimes, you know, we might limit ourselves if the Lord says, okay, do this, and we do that well, and we say, okay, well, that's what I'm going to do, and that's the only thing that I'm going to do. But no, the Lord enabled him to now do something even larger, and you know, he was faithful in the small, and then the Lord said, I can trust him in something that's larger. So I just want us to not think ourselves and just limit ourselves to what we might think is small in our eyes, but to see that if the Lord enables us to do one thing, and we trust Him to help us to do that, then He's also going to enable me to do something larger and not to limit ourselves in only small things, but trust the Lord that He can help us do things large. And then He's going to test us again and say, now will you go to just one individual? As you said, Brother Chuck, He might have said, well, let me stay in this city. It's growing. Or send me to another city. And, you know, look at the fruit. But He says, no, He doesn't even tell him you're going to one person. He says, go to a desert. Then He says, one person. That's all I want you to talk to, one person. Will you be faithful? And the Lord used him mightily as a result of the tremendous work that came about from this man that was converted, this Ethiopian. So the Lord knows the beginning from the end and just wants to test us and see whether or not we're going to be faithful to the fact that we truly have owned him as Lord and will we desire to follow him in each step of the way.